Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. I'm so glad it's another Thursday night, and I'm glad to be here. And I'm excited tonight. I have a special guest on, and she's becoming a friend of mine, and we met under similar circumstances, I believe, but she got a great story. And because Thursday night is a mind-body-spirit show and how they all work together, she's such an amazing example of that. And I was meditating a couple weeks ago, and you guys always like to know how I bring guests on or how shows or come to me. And I got a message in meditation to have her on the show. And, you know, you believe in God, a higher power, a higher part of yourself. But I got that strong feeling message, whatever you want to say, to have her on the show and to share her story. Because, you know, it's New Year, and we all have New Year's intentions. But she took last year, I think, her New Year, probably, or I'll let her tell her story. But first of all, I'm going to just introduce you as Ida, because I could never say your whole name. And but she's beautiful. And so welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. And
thank you.
Yeah, you bet. And how do you say your first name? I'm just going to call you Ida because I hear that the other people do the same thing. So if that's all right,
yes.
You're cool with that.
That's totally fine. My full name is Eva Almis, but it's in Spanish. It's very hard to say in English, so I just go by Ida in English.
There you go. Well, that's good because I'm from the deep south, and we mispronounce everything, you know, Southerners are, so I got that Southern twang. But Ida, I'm glad you're here. I'm so glad to. But on the email that I sent out to people and on the Blog Talk blurb there, I put that you have an amazing journey and your motivation. And I know you've done a lot with your mind, body, and spirit. But how did you get started? What motivated you to lose the amount of weight that you lost? Because I think you've lost, what, 100 pounds, close to 100 or over 100? I'm not even sure, but it's just a lot, right? So how did
you get started this? Very close to 100. I'm at 93 lost now. It all just began, you know, a bad breakup, a bad job. My life, I was just very, very unhappy. And I decided that, you know, this was my life. And if I wanted to change things, I needed to take control and change it myself, that no one was going to do these things for me. And that was it. One day I just woke up and said, this is my life and I am going to change it. And here
there you
I
go.
Am.
So you've lost close to 100 pounds and 93 pounds. And you went through a bad breakup. And I always think that you can be inspired by inspiration or desperation, right? You look at your life and you're like, okay,
exactly.
This is not working for me anymore. So I've got to change.
Mm-hmm.
So you looked at yourself in the mirror and you said, I am overweight. And did you have health problems yet, or were you afraid that you were going to have health problems, or did you worry about that at all?
I did. I was very worried about my health. I didn't have any present issues when I began my journey, but I had come from a long history of diabetes and heart failure and cancer and all these illnesses, and being overweight was, you know, just adding another factor.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have sugar issues in the past myself, so I understand that very well. So take us on the journey. How did you how did you pick a weight loss program? I know a lot of us look for what's the fastest, easiest way, but I don't really feel like there's an easy way.
There is no easy way.
I hear you. And just for you guys who are listening, Ida and I met at a we do Orange Theory workouts with two of the toughest trainers, I think, out there. But they're all good,
as
well. Yeah. So you're deciding to lose weight. How did you choose how to eat? How did you choose, you know, to exercise? Because that's hard to do at the same time. I mean, super hard. How did you do that?
It was very hard to begin. I actually didn't even know where to start. I moved out of my parents' home, and I moved out on my own, so I started cooking on my own. And nothing came out very good, I must say. I'm not a very good cook. But a lot of Internet research on eating clean, and someone told me about Orange Theory Fitness, and one day I just showed up at Orange Theory Fitness during my lunch break at work and signed up. And I threw up the first day in class. It was very, very hard. I could barely walk at that point. Yeah, it was very hard, but
So you just
that's just
go ahead.
Where it is. That's just where it began.
Please.
I just one day, you know, went in there and that was it. And here I am.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, so you did, by the way, guys who are listening, I'm going to share you. She's in, you're 28 and you're in, you know, she works full-time, goes to school full-time, does Orange Theory. You do it as much as I do because I'm there 5 or 6 days a week. I know you are as well. And and you're going to school and all those things. So when people say you don't have time, you have to say, okay, I'm going to make time. I mean, have you ever said that before? I don't have time. And then you just say, how did you get to the point where you say, I'm going to make time. I'm going to clean my diet up. I'm going to do it all.
That was my favorite excuse. My favorite excuse is I work full time. I go to school full time. I don't have any time. By the time I get out of work, I just want to sleep. And Orange Theory Fitness helped since they have those set class times. I just learned to make time, and my health was more important than going home to rest from, you know, a desk job where I sat all day and it was mental stress. I was tired, but, you know, I had to learn to make time. So there is enough time. You come first.
That's great. I like how you said that. To let me another question I have, because I know I'm getting people texting me. They're asking me questions. So you you started. Had you lost any weight before you started at Orange Theory? Or okay.
I had lost 30 pounds just eating clean. That was over. It was like 8 months on my own, just eating six meals a day. 3 meals and 3 snacks, just eating clean, everything organic. I did go 100% organic, which that helped. And I lost 30 full pounds before I joined Orange Theory Fitness, and then the rest I've lost with the exercise.
Let me ask you this, and this is a good question because somebody just texted me this. Why did you choose organic? That's a great, great, great question because I only eat organic myself for the most part, about 90 to 99% are organic. What made you choose that? Did you read something, or was that research,
Research. It was research on all the stuff, all the food I had been eating in the past, all the processing, everything that all the detrimental effects that it has on our bodies. And that just made me decide that I didn't want to risk eating things, food that I didn't know if it was, you know, a GMO product or if it was even what they were saying it was. So I just decided to go 100% organic. And you feel the difference.
Wow.
You feel the difference. And you taste the difference in the food, the way you feel. It's amazing.
I agree with you on that, too, as well, because I know I started eating organic and got tremendous health results for myself, you know what I mean, with my own health. Because like you were talking about diabetes, I have sugar issues, and when I started eating organic and combining it with exercise, amazing how much your life turns around and how you feel. And then you feel like cooking better. You feel like eating better. You feel like doing more. That's true, too, as well. Now, I want to tell everybody that's listening in, when I first met you, everybody says, oh, she has such a pretty face, but she's just big, right? I was like, wow, she's really beautiful. You really are beautiful.
Thank you.
And, you are. And she was amazing. So, but you went into Orange Theory and you're on the treadmill and you're power walking, right? You can jog or you can run or you can power walk on the treadmill. And that literally made you sick. I remember the first time I did, I thought I was going to die, power walking. Some people never come back. People, you know, only stay a short time. And you get sick on the treadmill. You go home and you throw up. Or you go and you're in the gym and you go to the bathroom or whatever it is that you do. Most of us give up. What made you stay?
It was really a horror story the day that, you know, I threw up, and it was actually in class all over the treadmill. It was a mess. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh.
And that right there made me realize in what shape I was. I was in horrible shape, my health, and I just realized, I was like, I have to keep doing this. I'm going to do this until I can do this without throwing up. I threw up a few times, actually.
You know what? I was talking to somebody today at Orange Theory. She goes, I got sick the first time, too, as well. But, man, we all, you threw up and you threw up over the treadmill and everybody's watching.
Yeah.
and you know what? Mm-hmm. God bless you, man. You showed up and you did continue to work out. That is amazing. All right, and that takes guts and courage. All these people, it's like I can't show up. I mean, I don't even, you know, I guess I don't even think about that. Or, you know, most of us now think of you as a girl that's just to watch you transform into this amazing, beautiful person. You have always been, but to see it in your body is cool.
Right.
So, what are some of the goals that you have now that, you know, like, do you want to be more active and that kind of thing? Or what do you want to do, you know, with,
I definitely want to be more active as possible. I've actually incorporated on my rest days from Orange Theory Fitness, I've incorporated more physical activity, like going kayaking, hiking, taking walks, just enjoying nature and doing things that I couldn't do before because I set all these limits with my weight.
Okay, that's cool. I gotcha. Let me ask you another question, because it's a mind and spirit thing, body spirit. You've got the body. You had to train your mind to train your body, right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because how'd you do that? I mean, what did you do to say to your body?
I would say that conquering my mind, the aspect of I can't do it, was harder than actually the physical, the body part. Because sometimes I would, you know, tell myself I can't do it and I can't do it, and that kind of blocks you, and you literally won't be able to do it. So I just trained my mind that I could do it. I'm 28 years old, and why can I not do these things? I could get in shape. I could be healthy. I could take control of my life. And little by little, just affirmations every day. I could. And, you know, you start believing it and it starts manifesting.
That is great. So you said affirmations. And angel coaches, we're big on affirmations and angels and meditation and all those things. So an affirmation, I could do it, I believe in myself, because I know you said it's about believing in yourself is the most important thing.
Yes.
And and so that has helped you lose the 93 pounds. That you've lost. Okay. And in one of your Facebook messages, you said 2012 or 2013 was a challenging year, rewarding year. So break it down for us. Take us on how you said that and why you feel that way. Because I think that was so beautiful.
Thank you. 2013 was, I didn't think a year could be so hard, but yet so rewarding at the same time. Like I said, it was a year with a very bad breakup. I left a job of 10 years that provided financial security without having anything else in place. I just decided that it was making me sick both emotionally and physically, and I had just had it. And the transformation, the realizing that I was almost 27 and weighing 280 pounds, my ankles would swell just from walking, going to the mall. I didn't like shopping, which I had liked my whole life. I was depressed. I developed anxiety. I mean, it was just crazy, crazy hard. And then towards the middle, I, you know, joined Orange Theory Fitness and started changing my life around. And although it was very hard to do, it was also very rewarding.
Oh, yeah. Man, I remember that, too, as well. You left a job? I didn't realize that. You left a job without having anything in place that you'd been at for 10 years?
Sorry.
So you
I had been.
Oh, man. Wow.
Go ahead. It was very, very, it was out of this world. I just woke up one day. Actually, it was Valentine's Day of 2012. I had had it. 10 years in this very well-paying job, very, very secure. I knew that, you know, I would never get fired unless the company went out of business. I was a manager making a lot of money, but very, very unhappy. And I just decided, I was like, you know, someone told me, they're like, if you take the leap, the net will appear. And that kind of stayed with me. And I was like, you know what? It should. I trust in the universe enough to know that I'm not going to find myself out there, you know, homeless or without food. I'm going to do this. And I went to work that day and I picked up all my stuff and I never looked back. And I had a week And 3 days, in a week and 3 days, I found another job, and that's where I'm at now. I've been there ever since, and I cannot tell you how happy I am.
Oh, that's amazing. So when you take a leap of faith, or you jump off the mountain of faith, then the net will appear. I got to remember that. It's a great deal there.
Yes.
Let me ask you another question. And, you know, people, I'm not into religion or anything myself, but did you pray? Did you meditate? Did you do anything every day? The affirmations, I know you did. you know what I'm saying? In that chain, I'm going to jump now. The nest's there. God bless you, man.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a very religious person. I'm more spiritual. And the way that I cope, and I lived in Miami, and what I would do is every night I would go down to Miami Beach and sit on the sand in front of the water and cry and cry and cry and cry and cry. And that was my form of, I guess it was a release, and also how I meditated, because I was too anxious to actually meditate back then. And that was in itself so healing, and that is actually what helped me clarify and clear my mind and, you know, make these decisions.
Okay. That was like a detox time too, right? I mean, physically detoxing in the gym in Orange Theory, you're emotionally and mentally and spiritually detoxing on the beach in Miami.
Yes.
I've lived in Miami Beach before, and it's a beautiful place. And and so you're crying, but it's not tears of it's just like, you know, I'm done with this life. I'm going to another life.
Exactly.
And
it was a release.
Cool.
Letting go.
Okay. Letting go.
Yeah.
Now, I got a text. Somebody just texted me because people are afraid to ask questions like this too. A lot of times I'll get them, and I hope you don't mind. But your guy. Did the guy ever try to come back? And did he reach out to you? Or did you reach out to him? How did you stay away from him? Because that is the hardest thing I think for people to do is when they make the decision to leave a toxic relationship. And you went through a bad breakup, so I'm assuming that it was a toxic relationship or toxic breakup or something about it didn't work well. How did you leave that? How did you change that? Because I think that's all part of losing weight, getting healthy, and all those kinds of things. You know, that's what I feel. But how did you do that? Did he reach out to you? Did you reach out to him? Did you ever say, I got to go back?
No. The day I walked out of that relationship, I knew that there was no going back. There was just no going back. It was toxic in every sense of that word. And he did try. He did reach out to me, and he did try. And, you know, I always stood my ground. And now, after all this time, he actually reached out again. It was pretty funny. you know, we're friends. We're friends now, but, you know. No, you don't need toxic people in your life.
Yeah, I get you. So, has he seen your new? Has he seen how you look? And you look amazing. I saw you when you started, and that was 30 pounds lighter. But you look even more amazing now. You guys got to see her on Facebook. She's a beautiful. You're a beautiful woman. So, did
Thank
he see you after you lost weight? And
I actually saw him not too long ago.
Good. What did he say? I have to know. We all have to know. What did he say to you? Did he say?
Terry, it was crazy. He was like, oh, you look so good, this and that, all these compliments. And I was like, yeah, that's wonderful. I feel great. I know that, you know, I look great compared to when we were together. But you should have seen his face.
I bet. I would have paid to see that one. That's great.
Sometimes when I'm running on the treadmill and I want to quit, I think about that moment.
Yeah, me too. That's a motivating factor right there.
Yes,
my friends can see me now, you know, and my ex-boyfriend too. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that brings me up to another, thank you, by the way, for sharing that with us. Another point. The choices that you make now, food choices are one thing, you know, eating organic, working out, but let's talk about men that you're attracted to. I know that myself, I'm a runner now, and I was never a runner before, you know. I mean, running, you know, I ran in a half marathon. I know that you're exercising, kayaking, and doing all that stuff. And so, you know, and by the way, guys, you started out as a power walker. And then let me go back a little bit. You started out as a power walker. And what made you choose to run, okay, or start jogging, because that only happened a month or two ago, a couple months, maybe 6 weeks ago, 4 to 6 weeks ago, I think. You know, what made you decide to after?
It was after power walking for so long, I was already comfortable, and one of my goals was to, every time that I'm comfortable inside of Orange Theory Fitness, you know, to take it to the next level, and I was already comfortable not burning as many calories power walking, and I just decided to up my speed one day, and I was like, oh, well, I think I can jog, and then I just started jogging. And now I went from... it's crazy because my warm-up speed is now, my warm-up speed now is what I used to, what my max speed was when I was a power walker. So that feels kind of good.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I know. And some of the start, I tried out power walking. I'll never forget when I ran, I was like so excited, you know. So anyway,
yeah,
there you go. But you said something. When you feel comfortable, that's when you need to change, right? When you get too comfortable.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that that's great for any of us. You taught me two things tonight. Take a leap of faith and the net will appear. And when you feel too comfortable, time for a change. I get you.
Back for
you
a
know,
change.
Too, as well.
Yes.
And do you do that in every area of your life? You know, like you're never comfortable? Okay, gotcha. So you're always...
Yeah. There's certain aspects of life that, you know, you can't get too comfortable in. And it's kind of hard to say. But, I mean, yes, I do try to apply it to everything. If you're too comfortable, then, you know, something's got to give.
I agree with you on that. Something has got to give. And you, because it's comfort, you never make changes. And you don't, I don't think you're growing when you're too comfortable. I think you're growing when you're uncomfortable. That's when you see that you need to change. There you go.
And Orange Theory has taught me that feeling uncomfortable is good.
Yeah, there you go. Orange Theory has taught me that, too, as well. Sitting here going, man, I remember just staying at a 6 and now going sprinting at a 8, 9, and 10. I was like, yeah, this is good. So now I can't wait to get to 11 or 12, right, you know? So, So that's good. I'm learning that about you and if somebody wanted to, well, I'm going to ask you that a little bit later. You, the choices that you make with friends and men now, what kind of man are you attracted to versus before? I mean, was your boyfriend before, was he in shape? Is that okay to ask? Or
He was not in shape. That is okay to ask. He was not in shape. He was actually very unhealthy, and I found myself making worse and worse decisions eating-wise. Our exercise, I mean, we didn't do any physical exercise. We ate junk food, fast food. It was awful. It was awful. So now I'm attracted to people that are just, that have this positivity about them, that just, positivity attracts me. People that have a positive outlook, that, you know, want to better their lives, want to better their health, or are already, you know, at their prime health or whatever it is. That's what I find attractive.
That's cool. I like that. And the friends of yours, do you have friends that supported you and friends that didn't, and family as well, too? Because I know people, you know, we start making big changes and people don't like it. They like the way we used to be. Sometimes it's about even relationships because, you know, if you're getting healthy and the other person's not healthy, they're going to put you down. You know what I mean? Maybe. Or maybe they, So how was that with you? Did you have all your friends, all your family support you, or did you have people that didn't, and how did you handle it?
All my friends and all my family were very, very supportive of my life decisions, of what I was deciding to do, you know, eating healthy, joining Orange Theory, because they had seen my struggle for so many years with all these fad diets and, I mean, going to doctors and trying every single pill out there. From HCG injections to, I mean, you name it. I did everything out there, Weight Watcher, Slim Fast, and everybody would just tell me, you just need to exercise. And that's when I always threw in that excuse, oh, but I don't have time. So I always took the easy way out. So they were very supportive when I decided to do things the hard and correct way.
I hear you. That's funny. Yeah, the hard and correct way.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. Have you met anybody yet, or have you got your eye on anyone?
I have not met anyone. I don't have my eye on anyone. I've kind of been out of the dating scene for so long, and, you know, I was very insecure weighing 280 pounds. I never went to bars. I never went out to meet anyone. So I'm still, you know, this is an area where I have to break the comfort barrier now.
Listen, what you've already done, when you do this, is going to be amazing. So now, the kind of guy that you're attracted to, you know, what kind of guy would you like to meet if you, you know, when you're ready to date, and that'll come in due time, you know, whenever you're comfortable or not comfortable?
I don't know. I mean, I've never been attracted. I don't have a specific type of man that I'm attracted to. I've always been attracted to different types of men, different, you know, ethnicities, body shapes, et cetera. I just want the right person. It doesn't matter, really. I mean, clearly, you know, to have the same common goals and things like that, but I don't have an ideal type that I would like to meet.
I gotcha. Sounds like me. They got to be breathing. That's not breathing. I like somebody that would work out, right? Yeah, there you go. Breathing is always good. But working out, you know, too, is somebody who's active, because you're active now. So would that be something that you would look at? Okay.
Yes, definitely.
How about healthy eating?
Preferably someone who's tall.
Tall and active. I get you. I'm there with you on that one, too, as well. And you're not that tall. You're what? Yeah, you know, but I like tall men.
I'm 5'5".
Okay, I get you. I'm 5'3", and I still like them to be at least 6 foot.
Me too.
There you go. Now, let me ask you this, too, as well. What are three of the last year at New Year's? Did you make your New Year's intentions, or did you do that this year? And how did you do that if you did? I mean, did you say, I'm going to be this, and this, or did you put goals out, I want to lose this amount of weight, this, you know, every month, or how did you do it? Share with us with that.
I made a list. Last year I made a list, and there were four things on there, and the four things were exercise more, eat healthy, take yoga classes, and read more. Those were my four New Year's resolutions last year, and I did more of all those things on that list.
Wow. You do yoga too? Because I'm going to start yoga. I'd like to do, I'll go with you. Stretch.
We should definitely. I've actually been looking for a studio up here in Fort Lauderdale, because from Miami, I mean, I used to go to a yoga place in Miami, but I need a place up here. I haven't found a good one yet.
Okay, well, good. I'll go with you, okay? So that would be good and everything.
Definitely.
Now, so are you thinking about doing any 5Ks or anything like that? Because I know somebody at Orange Theory told me that they got, no, it wasn't Orange Theory, from the couch to the 5K with somebody here. She's heard all the stories of us starting to run and everything. So would you consider doing a 5K? Is that maybe one of your goals, or would you even think about doing that? Or
that is
okay,
definitely one of my goals. I do want to do a 5K. I actually just signed up for the 6-week Orange Theory weight loss challenge, so that should be fun.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. So I like that too as well. Let me ask you this too as well. So a 5K. By the way, I'm going to run in the full marathon in Georgia. That's what we're doing. But there's a 5K coming up in beginning of March. You can do it with me if you'd like, because I've got $2.
Oh, I'd love
and I'd
to.
Like to take a break. Yeah, let's do it.
I'd love to. Let's do it.
Okay, you got it. Anyway, so you've got some. How about your goals this year? What's a few of your New Year's intentions or your goals that you want to achieve this year? Because I know you're still trying to lose weight. You look amazing, but how much more weight do you want to lose? What's your New Year's intentions and that kind of thing?
I still want to lose. I still want to lose another 50 pounds. So I'd like to do that in 2014. I'd like to finish with the weight loss and start the maintenance program. And I'd like to finish school. And that's pretty much it. Those are the only goals I have for this year.
I gotcha. All right. So you're, by the way, doing the weight loss, becoming more, realizing and having a belief in yourself and feeling better about who you are, You changed your major. Talk to us about that. How did you come to that conclusion? Did you, was it in meditation, or did you wake up one day, or is it like just something that kind of happened? Or talk to us. How did you get to that point?
During one of those Miami Beach crying therapy sessions sitting by the water, I actually had a magazine in my bag, and I was looking through it, and when I was in high school, I wanted to be an advertising major. I wanted to be a columnist for a fashion magazine. X, Y, and Z reasons, many people, including my family members, talked me out of it. Oh, you're not going to make any money. You're not going to do this. All this negativity. I ended up changing. I was an advertising major when I started college, and I ended up changing it to psychology. I took some psych courses, and that was interesting, but during this transformation, I realized that day sitting in the beach looking at the magazine, I realized that I did not want to be a psychology major, that I wanted to, my passion is writing, and that I wanted to write, and the next day I signed up again for school because I had stopped going, and I changed my major to journalism.
Wow. Okay, so yeah. By the way, you guys, I talked to her about writing a book and inspiring people with that, an ebook, you know, where people can download it too as well. And I think you had that idea yourself, so we're chatting about it now. And Angel Coaches Press would love to put your book out there for people because we got a lot of followers, so just let you know. Anyway, no pressure. Okay, but I wanted to say it on the air.
Yes, definitely.
So you want to inspire people and help them. I think yes. It's what you told me, and you've enjoyed that. By the way, guys, just those of you listening in and those who download it later, she told me, she goes, if she can inspire one person, that's worth it. So you're going to inspire a lot of people, because I know that we here at Angel Coaches, you know, the audience and the listeners and the coaches that listen in, they've all got their forte. You stay strong by really getting into a program that you found worked for you. The food, is there like a diet that you found, or you just eat organic food, or is it like some sort of plan, eating plan that you've tapped into, or is that okay to ask? I don't even know.
There is no diet plan. There's no eating plan. I have breakfast, a snack, lunch, a snack, and then dinner. I have three meals and three snacks, and everything organic. And of course, I watch the calorie and the caloric intake and the fat intake and things like that. But no, there's no specific regimen.
Do you cheat? Do you have a cheat day, or do you ever?
Okay. I do.
That's
have
good.
Cheat days. I'm not assigned cheat days, but every once in a while I'll, you know, cut loose the eating organic and eating everything healthy, and if I want to eat a cupcake, I will. And then I'll just go work out to not feel so bad about it.
There you go. That's good too as well. How about alcohol? Do you drink alcohol, or do you
I've never been a big drinker. I don't really drink a lot of alcohol. During the holidays, I drank a little more than I was very stressed with school. So once the semester ended, I had a few bottles of wine. I try to watch that.
Yeah, I hear you too. Yeah, because, you know, I got a lesson about that. It's just, you don't think of alcohol as calories, but, I mean, it really is. It's Dwayne
it
actually was on the show and said it's quicker. No, it's less caloric to eat like a piece of cheesecake or cake than to drink a glass of wine. And I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's the way he described it. And I was like, wow. You know, so I was like, I remember that, you know, so I try to keep I don't drink very much anyway, but, you know, keeping it down is important. I agree with you. Now, let me ask you this too, Ida, because you've been so kind to be on the show. We've got a couple minutes here. Your biggest thing, you think, if somebody wants to really get in touch with, losing weight, doing a whole lifestyle change, you did it. You just made up your mind one day to do it. You left all the negative habits, and you started in on your, you know, creating whole new ones. I mean, you left a job. You didn't have a current job. Did you move out of your parents' house before or after all this?
I did.
Or
it was, I, it was right after I quit my job. I moved out, and it kind of all happened at the same time.
Wow.
So it was kind of hard.
And you didn't have
yeah.
a backup plan. You didn't have a backup plan.
No.
You just had a plan to change your life, okay?
Yeah.
And so you changed your life. You had to learn to cook on your own.
Yep.
And wow. And you started exercising. And the first time you exercised at Orange Theory, you threw up all over the place, or one of the first times, I guess.
I did.
And then threw up all over the treadmill, and she showed up. That kills me, because you showed up again when most of us said, oh, I can't face people. You said, screw it, I'm
mm-hmm.
changing, and you just did it. And
yeah.
I'm recapping, because people come in and they're asking me how you got started. And then you also, and one of the things you said, leaving your job that you were comfortable with, made a lot of money with, you said, I just had to take a leap of faith, and if you take a jump or a leap of faith, then that will always appear. That's great. I love that. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And
yeah.
never get too comfortable, because if you get too comfortable, you're not going to change. I gotcha.
Exactly.
So so you're always striving, looking ahead. Now you want to be a writer. You have a lot to write about with your own journey here. And if somebody wanted to get started today, what would you tell them to do?
I would tell them to just do it. Just do it. Just believe that you could do it, and trust me that you could do it.
Okay, because you do it every day. Whole lifestyle change. And the thing that you said something before we close out, you said that training your mind was harder than training your body. Can you go over that one more time? Because I thought that was so interesting what you said. You know what I mean?
Yes.
About that.
Conquering my own mind was, like I said, harder than actually my physical body. And once you do that, once you believe in yourself, once you at least think that you could, and just do it. Just believe that you could do it. And once you change your mind from a negative state into a positive, everything just kind of propels forward, and things just start falling into place, and life starts making a little more sense.
That's wonderful. I'm telling you something, guys. You're an amazing teacher, by the way, and I've learned a lot from you tonight.
Thank you.
And you bet. And hopefully, we'd love to help, you know, be a part of your writing, because we got a lot of people here that would be inspired
I would love that.
I think so. It would be wonderful. So you gave us a few comments there. Thank you so very much for sharing, Ida. What a great story, and I'd love to have you on again and talk to you more about, you know, a few of the ideas that we have here. But thank you so much. You guys, I'm going to bring – oh, you bet. And we're going to have you back again, and can't wait to see, you know, her book, and she wants to motivate and inspire people. Do you eat a caloric intake per day? Do you have a certain amount of calories that you eat, or do you just –
yes.
Just, how much do you – how did you figure that out?
Dwayne actually helped me set some caloric goals last week. I was eating between 1,200 and 1,300 calories just every day, and he set them to 1,400 on training days and between 1,500 and 1,600 on recovery days, which I had no idea that I should eat more on days I'm not working out. So that's good to know.
Yeah, I know. How fun is that, right? You know, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we I'm like you, when I started working out, I don't eat a great deal. I'm more of a grazer. But, you know, Dwayne and Joel both helped me with that, like how much to eat. And Dwayne's amazing with that kind of stuff anyway.
He's
so detailed, and so is Joel. But they set your, you know, your calorie intake, and I know it really helped me when I started eating more, because my body was literally starving, you know what I mean? And
yes.
going into starvation
yes.
mode, so because I wasn't eating
mm-hmm.
enough. So
exactly,
I do the same thing. I only eat two snacks a day, but I eat three meals and two snacks, and it's wonderful. So, for me that works. But so you're going to live in a life of being healthy. The next guy that you connect with and fall in love with is going to be somebody that supports that and is probably like you.
Yes.
Your friends all do it. And if they don't support that, then you just move on. Can't change people. The only person you can change is yourself. That's cool.
Exactly.
And, spirituality is important along with training your body and your mind. What a great concept you got there, girl. You are so
you
represent that well. So it's a real honor to know you and to be a part of this journey with you tonight. Thank you. So we'll have you on again. Really quickly before we close, our next our next show is going to be Sunday. It's all about relationships, and Di and I talk about our book, You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me, and we've got a great show planned for you guys. Funny. Di is and by the way, this will inspire you, Ida. My friend Di and she and I co-authored the book together, but she wrote down what she wanted to have in 2013. And met the guy of her dreams and about 6 months later, and now they're going to Belize, I think, this month, in January, you know, and she's fallen madly, passionately in love. She's getting healthy herself, and so she wrote everything down like you did and said it and
That's
put
amazing.
It out there. And yeah, look at it. It's like when you write it down, when you believe it, like believing in yourself,
mm-hmm.
you can achieve it. So it's all
Definitely.
Good. So that's our next show. Go to blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches and follow us on Blog Talk, because not only do you get stuff from Angel Coaches, but Blog Talk can do a lot of neat stuff too as well. So blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, and like us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. If you'd like to hear some more about what Ida's doing, or if you'd like to know more about what we're doing, or you've got a great idea or a great post, please share with us. And because, you know, you can, it's an open blog place there. You can blog all you want, as long as it's good and sweet and nice and inspiring. anyway, all right, everybody, take care. We will see you on Sunday, and have a great now. Thanks, Ida. We'll see you later. Take care, everybody.
Thank you
Bye.
Very much, Tree. Take care. Bye-bye.